Journalists talking about journalism is something that probably should be done only in moderation. But this one I cannot resist.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Of all the bizarre aspects of what's called the CIA leak investigation, perhaps the most bizarre is the security clearance claimed by New York Times reporter Judith Miller. It came about, she says, when she was embedded with a special military task force hunting for unconventional weapons in Iraq after the invasion. The Pentagon, she says, she testified, gave her the clearance to see secret information as part of her assignment. And she thinks that clearance remained in effect after her return from Iraq. And so, when Ms. Miller met with Vice President Dick Cheney's aide, Louis Libby, on July 8, 2003, she testified that she may have expressed her frustration at not being permitted to discuss with her editors some of the most sensitive information about Iraq. Think of that for a minute. If what Ms. Miller says about the security clearance is true, and you're allowed to harbor a little skepticism, then she signed an agreement to protect secrets that she might see. That made her, in effect, no longer a reporter, but an agent of the government. As a reporter, her duty was to uncover secrets. But as a licensed bearer of government secrets, her commitment was to help to hide these secrets. One can understand why, despite her privileged access, she never wrote a story that the Times would publish about the leaking of Valerie Plame's CIA status. The Pentagon has not commented about Ms. Miller's security status, past or present. Her lawyer, Floyd Abrams, says her status didn't rise to the level of official clearance, but it was still unusual. Unusual indeed. A reporter carrying water for government officials in return for the thrill of seeing a paper marked secret, or hearing a few whispered words, that gives a whole new meaning to the word embedded. This is Daniel Shore.